and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jane Murray.
Collectively, we are the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are going to talk about something that has affected one of our staff here at Podcast DX.
Wait a minute. Is this another episode about me?
No.
Oh.
For this episode, we're going to talk about spontaneous pneumothorax. Jack, one of our sound people with Podcast DX, was recently hospitalized due to a spontaneous pneumothorax.
Well, according to the Mayo Clinic, a pneumothorax is a collapsed lung. It occurs when air leaks into the space between your lung and the chest wall, and this air pushes on the outside of your lung and makes it collapse.
Right. A pneumothorax can be caused by, like, say, an injury, like you got stabbed with a screwdriver or a knife. Certain medical procedures, like if they use a ventilator, or it can be a result of another illness or disease. But sometimes it can just occur for no obvious reason.
And that's what happened with Jack. He was fine one day, and the next day he was in the hospital.
Right. We actually saw him the night before.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
He was not wearing a coat, and it was cold out.
I don't think that's what caused it.
No.
Okay.
Well, speaking of causes.
Well, hold on. Before you talk about causes,
okay,
let me tell you about Jack. He did not want to be interviewed on today's show because he's studying for exams, but I did talk to him a little bit, and I asked him, like, what was it like? He said, well, the day before he went in the hospital, the pain was like a punch in the ribs. That's what the pain felt like. And then the next day, he kind of blew it off. He figured, The next day, when he took in a breath, he coughed, and it hurt a lot. And then his arm hurt. And then he was thinking, all right, I better call somebody. So he called his mom and said, I think we need to go to the emergency room. And she took him to the emergency room. They did a chest x-ray. And once they did the chest x-ray, they knew exactly what it was. One thing that surprised me was, you know, like when you see Grey's Anatomy or another one of those TV shows, and they have a pneumothorax and they want to push the chest tube in, it's always down
between the intercostal space.
Yeah, they always do it like down by the waist area, you know, like at the bottom. Mm-hmm. He said, no, his tube was put in near the collarbone. Okay. That surprised me. Mm-hmm. He was in the hospital for 2 days, and his follow-up, I'm just going to give you a brief rundown because I talked to him on the phone.
Okay.
His follow-up, he's supposed to watch for it in the future if he has any other symptoms like he had before. He is supposed to do breathing exercises. He's supposed to bulk up on his weight a little bit because it's more common in people that have a thin structure, and he is very thin. No smoking. Mm-hmm. 3 months of not flying or working out.
Okay.
And Ron, you're going to be surprised at this one. No scuba ever.
Actually, I knew that. That was one of the things.
Did you?
Yeah, that was one of the things I was going to say to you if you had any inclinations of wanting to dive on the form that has the medical questions.
Mm-hmm.
One of the absolute... Yeah, there's a medical questionnaire that you have to fill out and then have your doctor sign off.
Right.
But one of the absolute things that will prevent you from diving is having a pneumothorax.
Wow.
And that's forever. It's not, you know, for a short period of time or even
right.
for a length of time. It's no, that's it.
Yeah. You'll have to do it VR. Use a virtual reality if you ever want to go scuba diving.
He could do a virtual reality diving.
I think that would be nice.
So, anyway, that was all of the stuff that I got from Jack.
Okay.
Well, earlier you were talking about symptoms. The symptoms of having a pneumothorax, they may include a shortness of breath or sudden chest pain. A pneumothorax can be life-threatening, that we talked about, and it also requires immediate medical intervention.
Sure. What are some other risk factors for developing a pneumothorax, Mom?
Well, I don't know personally, but I looked it up. And according to the Mayo Clinic, the risk factors may include your sex. Basically, men are far more likely to have a pneumothorax than women. You can have a lower risk if you do not smoke.
Okay.
Smoking increases your risk.
Okay.
People who are very tall and underweight are at a higher risk of developing a pneumothorax. So I strongly suggest being short and heavy.
I'm good there.
Also, there are types of pneumothorax that appear to run in families.
Okay, so there could be a genetic link there.
Oh, that's what that meant.
Yep. And if you have an underlying lung disease, especially if you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD, you may be more likely to have a collapsed lung.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that would be one of those underlying health conditions or diseases.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of people that have COPD.
Yeah, well, they have to be careful. If they have
to
sudden
let them
pain
know.
And different.
Well, I mean, like, because they already have shortness of breath.
Right. Hopefully they're being closely monitored.
Okay.
And if you've had a pneumothorax in the past, you're at an increased risk of having another one, and actually within 2 years. So you want to really be careful about that. And that's something I'm sure Jack was told to watch out for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to make sure that he knows that in case he doesn't.
Yeah.
Your healthcare provider, they may use an X-ray, a CT scan, or a combination of the two to help diagnose a pneumothorax.
Right. Like with Jack, they took an X-ray and they knew right away. Looking at that X-ray.
That it was a collapsed lung?
Yeah.
What does a collapsed lung look like?
I'll show you a picture.
Is it like a blank space or a dark space?
I think it's a dark space. I'll show you on the X-ray.
Okay. All right.
And we can post an X-ray online.
Okay. That would be good.
Okay.
So, as we talked about, the course of treatment for a pneumothorax will depend on the cause and on many other factors.
Yeah, like if it's a screwdriver, they'll be...
Right, take the screwdriver out first and probably put in something to take the place of it.
Never remove the object from the person.
Never remove the screwdriver?
No, never remove the screwdriver or the knife.
Okay.
Am I missing something over here?
Well, no. Don't you ever see that? He doesn't watch Grey's Anatomy or any of those good stuff.
Well, no. Once they get to the hospital, let the hospital do it. You always transport.
Haven't you ever seen on TV where you see the knife bouncing in the person as they're breathing? You know, like there's a knife in them and they're breathing. This is on TV, but...
I just saw an episode on, Chicago?
MASH?
Oh, Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
Where a guy got a dart.
Ooh.
Thrown at his head, and they told him not to take it out.
Yeah.
Of course, what do you think he did?
Took it out.
He passed out.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Well, but again, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it shouldn't be there in the first place, but if it is,
wait till
you get to the hospital to have medical professionals take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's our PSA.
Right. Yep. So as far as treatment, a course of treatment may include the insertion of a needle or a chest tube or surgery.
Right, to help alleviate it and also to prevent.
I think that chest tube stayed
again.
In for a day, if I remember, for Jack when he was in the hospital. I think they left it in for a whole day.
I know he said it was not fun.
No, he was not having fun with that one at all.
Well, Jack, I know we all wish Jack our very best.
Yes, he's already back at work.
Okay.
Yep.
He's a tough kid.
He went back to work 3 days later, so it didn't hold him down very long.
Awesome.
Well, I hope that this episode was very...
scary?
No, I don't hope it was scary. I hope it was very informative for our listeners out there. And we also found out a little bit more about what Jack was going through with the pneumothorax.
Yes. It was probably very scary for him.
And when in doubt, go to the hospital. It was good that he went.
Yes.
And didn't ignore it.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. and he's a young guy. I mean, he's mm-hmm. still in college. And, you know, sometimes young people think they're invincible.
Mm-hmm. But he was smart.
He was very smart. And he did the right thing. And they took care of him.
Yep. I was totally flabbergasted when you told me what had happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like we were flabbergasted when we heard that your son was injured in a karate tournament and fractured his elbow.
Yeah,
we've
I think we'll save
just,
that one for
we've had a bunch of We've had a bunch of injured people recently.
We had 8 family members in the hospital in 1 week.
Yeah, that's enough.
That is not a contest I want to be winning.
Yeah.
No. Well, if you have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can drop us a line at podcastdx@yahoo.com through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.